Namaste. Thanks for joining me. It's Kala, Viv Williams, and I'm so glad you're here for podcast number 2. And I have decided to really just try to make this podcast helpful, but also very real. And I was getting a lot of ideas, and one of them is I actually hear some of the background sounds of New York City. Where I am, sometimes I don't think that should be edited out. So here's a few seconds of background noise. This way you know that I'm not in a sterile cube of a room, that I'm in a real place, and I really feel that it gives it texture. It's sort of the opposite of some of the NPR shows and Oprah, where they give you some nature sounds. I'm going to take a sort of a Philip Glass approach here, where everything gets incorporated. I'd like to lead off with a little bit of mindfulness, a mindfulness moment. Just coming up to sitting nice and tall. And if you're driving or whatever you're doing, just seeing if you can straighten up your spine a little bit. And hopefully you can just take a moment, just take a breath, deep breath in through the nose. And if you can, a soft breath out through the mouth, if you're able to. If you're alone or with like-minded folks, just pausing for a moment. And if you're driving, just feeling your body in the seat, feel the contact of your body with the cushioning that you're sitting on. See if you can lift up a little taller as you take the next breath in and out. And just feeling that the scaffolding of the body, the bones, are very strong and lifted and support you, while at the same time the muscles, the shoulders, the arms especially, and the muscles of the face and the jaw are deeply relaxed and released, and through the lower body feeling very grounded, feeling your feet in contact and feeling supported with the ground underneath you. I want to say a little bit more about myself, my background in terms of what brought me here into having this podcast and spending this time with you. About the fall of 2008, like many people, I went through a huge transition. I was a professor and went through a really, really just sort of difficult time. I loved teaching, but there were some other issues in the workplace, and so I ended up suffering from a lot of anxiety and depression, and it was during a whole 10-year battle, was sort of the peak of it, but had been pretty distressed in the workplace, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that, and so I finally decided, well, you know, I'm going to get out of here. So I packed up my little silver Hyundai and not knowing what I was going to do, decided to move to a more rural area. I believe the author Jennifer Loudon calls it the log cabin fantasy. I may put the link to an article that I wrote for Elephant Journal, which is the yoga and lifestyle magazine that's online. And it's a pretty funny story, but they renamed it How to Quit Your Life Without Becoming Homeless, which wasn't my original title, but that gives you some idea. So I ended up house-sitting for a woman who was a self-proclaimed witch in a small house in the woods, and ended up going through, as a girl from the Bronx, from the city, all my life, I ended up going through what was called a once-in-a-lifetime ice storm, isolated and without power for a week. I was alone the vast majority of the time coping with this, and my car was both windshields were completely smashed. I was alone and in the cabin, and it but I literally thought I was gonna die that night. It was that severe storm and trees falling on the little cabin throughout the entire night. What I remember after an ice storm is how beautiful everything is. It's encased in ice and glistening, and everything smelled of pine because the trees had been snapped and released all of the scent. And also, there was a constant tinkling sound. The wind would blow, and the branches would smash against each other like a chandelier, sort of just tinkling all around you. It was really magical. After the fact, then
After a few months of house sitting to, getting caught in a yoga feud out in the country, which I had moved to solely for peace and to escape. That was my log cabin fantasy. I ended up working in a factory, even, coming from being a professor to working in a candle factory. The next shift involved living in a artist cabin, not really made for habitation. A few feet away from llamas on a farm with no running water, no bathroom. I created a little kitchen in the entry area of the cabin going into winter, and I was there for winter. So I was sort of on the side of this mountain, and I believe it was the north side, so quite windy and cold. Then I was forced to leave rather abruptly in the middle of in the middle of the winter. I had a one of my most prized possessions was a very expensive Tempur-Pedic mattress, and it was so cold and damp the day that we were moving using a pickup truck, in the back of a pickup truck. The mattress, which is a foam mattress, looked like a giant popsicle. It was just had this curve to it because of the way it was set, and it got wet and basically froze into this giant curved block that had to be thawed out. So to give a spiritual, because I always do think that there's a reason, I know a lot of people went through a horrible sort of basically getting the rug pulled out from under you, and I feel like that 2008, 2009 period was a sort of a clearing out of the old in a lot of ways. It was a shake up, and I believe a spiritual and an energetic shake up. And I know, I wasn't alone. I sort of stepped into it, partially by choice, but really felt I had to leave that very steady job. It was a very big deal for me and my family as the first one to go to college. It was a big deal to have a job as a professor. And to walk away from that was very difficult. So blogging was one of the things that really helped me heal, which ultimately leads me to be here with you. I would spend hours online blogging and learning about blogging, and also a lot of time doing yoga. It took several years to recover very slowly from the trauma of the bullying at my workplace. And so those activities were where I was really the only activities I was really able to do consistently. Welcome back for the second half of the show. So let's get into some content. So here at Inspiration and Marketing for Yoga and Wellness Professionals, I also really want to share great resources, things that I might have read. I'd love to hear from you, things that you've read or found out about. Either the best way is to go to my blog, my website, yogablissdance.com. You can use the contact form or the comment form that goes with this particular podcast. So I'd love to share with you a wonderful book that I read recently. The book is called Smart Cuts: How Hackers
Innovators and Icons Accelerate Success. It's by Shane Snow, which is a great name, and I just found it really, really good. You can, of course, get it on Amazon, and I'll have the link through my site. If you also use my site, I am an affiliate, so at no extra cost to you, anything mentioned on the program, I get a very small referral fee, but it doesn't increase the price of the product. And of course, I only recommend, out of the billions of things that one could recommend, I only recommend things that I find really helpful and that I think will help you as well. Let's see, specifically what I liked about this book, I'm looking at some notes I made, and for me to make notes on a book means it's really good. Basically, ideas about not so much taking shortcuts in a negative way, but not believing that you have to do things the sort of traditional route. And one of the really great stories that I liked was about the YouTube makeup sensation, Michelle Phan, Phan, I'm not sure that I'm pronouncing it right, and how she leveraged her business just making YouTube videos. And he contrasts her with someone else, and really as a great way of preparedness and hustle, and how that really took her to the level where she really now is, you know, an entrepreneur and quite successful, and starting really from as the daughter of immigrants or as an immigrant herself. So very inspiring book. Some of the wonderful things that he talked about is rapid feedback, you know, learn from your failure so you move quickly to test and then adjust from there. Platforms, leverage what already exists to grow from. Like in the case of Michelle Phan, you know, she used YouTube. And that might seem obvious, but sometimes we want to start from scratch doing things, or is there an easier way to do it? That's the underlying theme of the book. He also highlights people who seem to be really good at being right at the beginning of a trend and then riding a wave. And he highlights a guy who in the music industry went from one type of music totally to the other, and in both cases really caught like a brand new wave of a phenomenon and at the top of his game in both. You think about how you're putting yourself out into the world, and are you following the shoulds instead of perhaps a better, easier, smoother way for you to get your, you know, your work out into the world. So check that out. A lot of what I'll be discussing with you is called online marketing or internet marketing. And I know even that phrase online marketing, it sounds sort of like bad because we're used to people using it to sell terrible cheap products or to just try to get our money. And so internet marketing or website marketing, you know, it's like anything. It's a tool and it's how you use it and your intention. So let's talk about location. So it's really crucial for local business, local individual providers like yourself to let the search engines know where you're located. So, I mean, as you notice for yourself, you get local results, right? You might be looking for Pizza Place, Brentwood, or, you know, whatever you're searching for, and then often you put location. But even if you don't, what's happening is Google, and when I say Google, meaning all the search engines, are trying to determine from your search query as well as from your location. They want to tell you things that they think are relevant. So location is very important for you to get found as a wellness practitioner. So always think NAP, name, address, and phone number. Name, address, and phone number for your website. Now, you do not have to put your home address, of course, but you do want to have your town name. So I'll give an example. So Susie Yogini, Middletown, New Jersey, and then a phone number. So your name, town, I would put the state, and a phone number. So where should that location be? All right, it's very important that it be in your website footer, the area at the bottom of the website. It's called the page footer because that shows on every page. So that is a great way of just making sure it's on every page of your website, which is important. So you're telling the search engines and therefore potential clients where you are located. I'll give you a really quick example. Recently, I through some sort of series of links, I ended up on a wonderful yoga website, and I'm going to go ahead. I won't say the name of the website, but it said Manhattan. It said Manhattan's newest yoga studio, and I thought, really? I haven't heard of this place. Now, again, I'm in New York City, and Manhattan in New York City, or at least the most famous Manhattan is in New York City. But apparently, this Manhattan was somewhere in the Midwest. I don't remember now because it was a little while ago. And I was like, oh, as I'm looking at it, and I'm like, sort of puzzled. So don't assume that. I see this so often. You'll have your town name. People might land on your site from really random places. And so you want to be as clear as possible. Imagine the person knows nothing at all about you and nothing about your area, actually. So in the case of this website, it might have been Kansas, very far away from Manhattan in New York City. So it would have been good to say Manhattan and then abbreviate Kansas or some clue initially for the person landing there. So another really important thing with your to do with location is regarding the idea of service area. So the area that you want to work with clients in. So add the locations of towns that you want to serve. Okay, so and your job title. So again, I'll just use yoga, but this applies to all modalities. You could put something like yoga teacher, Middletown, or private yoga serving Hattiesburg, Middletown, Jefferson. Put that into the page footer, again, as that shows on each page, and also add to your contact page relevant information. So there you would want to have on your contact page your town name. You could also put the areas you serve. You don't have to put on the contact page what your title is, like private yoga teacher or something. You don't have to put that there. But if somebody gets to your contact page, because I've also ended up having to search to find out where a place is, and I'll often go to the contact page. And very often, massage therapists, like just smaller entrepreneurs, we don't put our location there. And sometimes, we don't put our location very many places at all. So I'm laughing because it seems it's so obvious, but it's like the first thing, right? Root chakra. We know where we are. Think of the person who's looking for you. So getting into their head. So to briefly review, the main place that you must have your address and contact info is in your footer because many people, if they can't find it, they look there because that is a standard place to put that information. Secondly, make sure that your contact page has where you're located. Also, very important part of putting your address in the footer, especially, is to include your zip code because the zip code is often used to figure out how close the searcher is to the result that wants to be given, and so that helps the search engine figure out relevancy. So definitely in the footer, include a zip code. So I would say go for about 3 to 4 pages with your location info, in addition to having that info in your footer. So 3 to 4 pages that mention your location, as I've outlined, and having it in your website's footer. Just to reiterate, I am not talking about putting your home address on your website. Again, I'm talking about your business address, so that if you're a massage therapist, your office address. And let's say you are wanting to be, say, an independent practitioner that goes to clients' homes. In that case, what's important is, as I mentioned, the service area idea. It becomes more important then that you put, that you do include, if it's something like where you want to go to clients' homes, you need to have the towns that you would service in the footer, because then that's what Google will pull, and also have pages where you refer to those towns, maybe a service area page. It would have, say, the four towns surrounding you, or if you personally live outside of a bigger city, a metropolitan area, you definitely want to mention the name of that metropolitan area on your website and in the footer. So I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, do pop over to my website and ask them there at the blog post that is linked with this. And the blog post is simply the text to this podcast. So it's not different information, but any links will also be there and any resources. Thank you so much for listening, and please do give feedback. And I would really appreciate it if you wrote a review to help us get seen and found by more people, by more wellness professionals. Thanks again, and namaste.